I know it breaks her heart, but we're going to give away a $100 gift certificate here. So a drum roll, please. The winner is Jim, looks like Adelson from Amherst, New York. Is he here? All right, somebody who's actually in the house. Jim, third prize. Is he here? Is he here? Is he coming? He's coming. A drum roll, please. He's coming from the balcony. Well, we think we have a few more announcements here while we wait. Those vans ever get moved? I don't know. Senator Dwight Diller. I think he'd make a good one. That's what I think. Some people think that's Dwight up there. I'm not sure. I don't know who that guy is. So is Jim here? Is he coming? Yeah. All right, he's still coming. Are you up there, Jim? He's a coming. He stopped at the Augusta store to see what he's going to pick out for his $100. And here he comes. Then a big round of applause. And now for a free week of 1998 Augusta tuition. And a drum roll, please. And the winner is Kathy Weiland from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Is Kathy in the house? All right. All right, we're doing good. You know, those $50 bills really made this job a lot easier, Kevin. To send your kid off to college. All right. And now a big drum roll, please, for our grand prize. And the winner is Rosemary Hunsey from Morgantown, West Virginia. It looks like H. Muncy. Is she here? Rosemary? Is Rosemary in the house? She's where? Our winner is Rosemary Muncy from Morgantown, West Virginia. Let's give her a big round of applause. And a thank you to Kevin Enoch, creating such a wonderful work of art. And thanks to all of you who helped participate in the raffle. The money does go to the Home Place Fund, which funds Augusta recordings, videos, and special projects after we pay off Kevin. So thank you all very much for participating in that. Thank you. We have one more act here. This is a very exciting act, and I know that you don't want to hear me run my mouth once they get out here on stage. So I have one or two more announcements. There's a lot going on with the Augusta Festival after this concert. This evening, there will be dancing out in the pavilion, be jam sessions all around the campus. There will be it says those interested in singing or listening to ballads are invited to meet in the front lobby of the Hermanson Center after the concert. If the weather's inclement, I guess they'll have a meeting and go somewhere else, but out in front of the lobby for ballad singing. And there will be a gospel sing in the chapel tomorrow morning at 10:30, run by Jenny Hawker and Flawn Williams and some others. So a lot of activity going on. It's going to be a wonderful festival after we leave here tonight, but on behalf of all of us who've worked here in the concert, I'd like to thank you all for coming. How about a round of applause for our sound crew, Wes and Chris, lights, all the stage crew, and everybody who didn't get thanked, and thank you all. Our final act for the evening is a master fiddler from North Carolina, a winner of the North Carolina Heritage Award. He's been to Augusta a number of times. I think he defines a certain style of regional fiddling, which has been an important part of Augusta all through the years. There's regional styles throughout West Virginia, but one of the most influential areas in the country when it comes to old-time music is what we call the Round Peak area near the Virginia-North Carolina line. And one of the musicians who's been playing this for, I guess, probably 60-some years is our next featured artist, and he's here with his band. I'll let him introduce his band, but the main man, the man with the fiddle, is North Carolina's Benton Flippin. Let's make him welcome.
Go home,
go home,
go home,
and
your beds out and pray. Go home,
go home,
go home,
go home.
Double after your prayers today. Staggered across the room to the door. I almost fell on the floor. I'm sure that I was laughter, but I could not hear words that still ring in my ear. Go home,
go home,
go home,
go home,
and kneel by your bedside and pray. The crowd started leaving with head bowed so low as the bartender picked up the key. As he paused the floor, he murmured these words, same words that God spoke to me. Go home,
go home,
go home,
go home,
and kneel by your bedside and pray. Go home,
go home,
go home,
go home,
God will answer your prayers today.
Go home. Thank you very much. We are the Smoky Valley Boys from Mount Airy, North Carolina. We're delighted to be here back at Augusta again, and glad to see each and every one of you. I wonder if we could get someone on our sound crew to help us to raise Benton's fiddle mic a little bit up off of his fiddle while we're getting ready for our next song. We have somebody who can help us do that. It's touching his fiddle. So if we can get someone out on stage to help us just for a moment, we'll get right back to the music. Want to introduce you to a couple of folks who are here with us. To the right of our fiddler, Benton, is the debonair gentleman from downtown Toast, North Carolina. He believes that 1928 was a tremendous year because it's the year the Model A Ford appeared, and so did he. Mr. Verlin Clifton, please make him welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
And we agree with him. Great singer and musician with the Camp Creek Boys back as far as the 1960s and played with fiddler Fred Cockrum in the 40s and 50s. Just carrying on the tradition of music in North Carolina. Right over here in the center is a gentleman with the size 13 hands who never worries about the fingering positions. His slip-slidey fiddle technique has earned him hundreds of trophies all around the South for many, many years. Mr. Benton Flippin, please make him welcome. The prettiest Smoky Valley boy of them all this evening is Miss Terry McMurray to your far right. Give her a round of applause. Great guitar picker, banjo picker, music teacher, you name it. My name is Paul Brown, and I've enjoyed being here at Augusta several times. Directed the October Old Time Week one year. It was a great privilege and a wonderful time, and it's always great to be back at this very, very special, magical place. All right, now we come to a part of the program that we don't normally get to for quite a ways because this is a little bit short, about a 15-minute program. That's the PPPP, the plum pitiful part of the program. And it features our man here, the gentleman with the curly hair, the grin that stretches from North Carolina to California, the last clawhammer guitar picker in the South, the man who never drinks a cup of coffee in the morning because he's afraid it might keep him awake all day, Mr. Paul Sutton. And he's going to sing you his theme song. It's called Let Me Fall.
Oh, me, oh, my, let me fall, girl, let me fall. On my knees, oh, me, let me fall, and go, let me fall. I get drunk, let me go, take me home, I get drunk, let me go, take me home.
World War II, really, when the music community in Round Peak was still very, very active, and there were many great fiddlers and banjo pickers in that area right down to about the turn of the century and even a little bit past that. And the Camp Creek Boys was formed in the 1960s when these guys were just playing up a storm at fiddlers' conventions. And these three gentlemen were in that band back in the late 1960s, and I'd like to congratulate them all as well. Plus Ernest East, who's not with us, one of the fiddlers in the band, he's back at home in Mount Airy, one of the fiddlers with the original Camp Creek Boys. All four of them are winners of the North Carolina Folk Heritage Awards. I want you to join me in congratulating them, Berlin, Benton, and Paul. We're going to play one of Benton's good Fiddlers Convention winning tunes, Lady of the Lake. Thank you. Well, we want to thank Augusta once again for having us out here. We just love this place and all the folks that make it what it is, from the staff and the teachers to everybody who's been here taking classes all week. It's just a fantastic thing. In the words of our first banjo picker, Gilmer Woodruff, who played with the band in the 1970s and just recently passed away, we'd like to say our goodbyes as we welcome some dancers to the stage with his little motto, don't y'all worry too much about nothing, because everything ain't going to turn out all right no how. We want to welcome a very special friend of ours to our stage here as we head into the last tune, which is the Surrey County National Anthem, by the way. If you'd like to, you can stand and place your hand over your heart and face the courthouse in Dobson, but you don't have to. This band was a dance band, as much as a Fiddler's Convention band, through its history, all the way back into the 50s. And one of our good friends, since the Smoky Valley Boys was formed from the Camp Creek Boys in the 70s, been dancing by the side of Benton Flippin at one place or another around the country since the early to mid-1970s. And she told me last night that the fiddling of Benton Flippin and the music of the Smoky Valley Boys has been in her soul for the last 22 years. She's in the souls of a lot of people too, and in the soles of her shoes with her dancing. Eileen Carson has been in the Greengrass Cloggers and has helped to train up any number of other dancers through the years. We love her as much as she loves the music that we play, and we'd like to welcome her on as we get into Sally Ann. She'll be joined by John Lilly and Laura Lewis as we come on out here. A little bit of Sally Ann. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Thanks for coming out. Thank you. thank you and good night. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Benton Clifton and the Smoky Valley Boys. Paul Sutphin, Paul Brown, Verlin Clifton, Terry McMurray. Thank you all. Here's to another 25 years.